Hello, Vineyard family. This is Josh Williams, the Associate National Director of Evangelism and Justice. I'm sitting here with Annabeth Morgan. I would love to talk to you a little bit. You've been worship pastor extraordinaire, songwriter for our movement, just done such great stuff for the Vineyard. And as you know, I'm very much a fan of your songwriting. So you've meant a lot for me and my family.
Thank you.
There's an audio clip I still don't think I've shared with you, with my daughter just singing every moment, and it's amazing. And it warms my heart every time.
Thank you. That's very sweet.
But I want to speak to you. You know, we're putting together resources for the election coming up for the Vineyard. Jay, your pastor and our national director, I think has joked for more than a year now about like, hey, there's something coming up in November. It's going to be, you know, kind of easy to go in or whatever. It's like, Jay, why are you doing this joke, you know, 2 years out? But I think he was doing it to prepare us for what we're experiencing more now, which is a tense election where a lot of emotions are up, a lot of things are happening. And I know your church did a sermon series called I Pledge Allegiance. And I would just love for you to tell me a little bit more about that, because we're using one of those sermon resources and adapting it for Vineyard USA. So what was that sermon series?
Oh, man. It was an intense sermon series, for sure. I mean, the idea of I Pledge Allegiance, everyone's like, to the flag of the United States of America. But it was a sermon series based on a book by Matthew Bates called Salvation by Allegiance Alone. And it basically is trying to give a biblical framework for followers of Jesus to not get caught up in America in the cultural moment of like, my religion, my following of Jesus is tied to a political party. It's tied to one issue. Instead, it's like, hey, we don't fit Jesus into our story. We fit underneath the story of Jesus that's been going on forever. And so what does that mean for this moment and for this coming election in 2024? You know, how do you have a biblical worldview? And that word, even that word is like, it's like biblical worldview. Truly, how do you have vision for what the Bible teaches me and the story that I fit in as a follower of Jesus to think through the political moment? Because the goal is not to, and I don't know how else to say it, to neuter yourself and have no thoughts about politics. But in Isaiah, it says, you know, and the government will be upon his shoulders and he will be called. And it's all these descriptors, right, of who Jesus will be. How do we carry this idea into an election that's so tense? And so we did this series back in the last election, actually. And I think this election feels even more viscerally tense as people are confused. Because if you're raised in Christian theology, it's like, if you don't believe that babies' lives should end in utero, then you're obviously this political party, right? I mean, if you care about education, then you're this political party. Yeah. It's like, what if I'm a mix of all of it? What are we doing? How does this inform the way I vote? Should it inform the way I vote? Yeah. And so that sermon series addressed not head on the ethics, but it addressed the whole worldview of like, hey, let's remind ourselves in the Bible, Jesus is King in these ways. What are we pledging allegiance to? And it gets very personal in that it brings up idols, right? It's just like, have you idolized the government? Like, do you actually put is your safety daily coming from who's in office?
Yeah.
And if so, maybe you've pledged allegiance to the wrong thing.
Yeah. It's funny, as I was listening to the sermons, reading the transcripts, a lot of it sounded like a worship song, because it wasn't getting practical down to, like, well, what do you think about voting on this issue?
No.
It was above that, saying, there's a king, we pledge allegiance to him. Yeah. I just thought that was so interesting to me. One question I want to ask you. You've heard the saying, and as a worship leader, you probably have laughed afterwards. You know, when we go to church, sometimes you remember the sermon, but mostly we leave singing the songs.
I don't laugh. I say, amen.
Amen. Yes. And then you laugh. So we're going to put together some sermon series like the Allegiance one. There's one, another one that we're going to do. I think that's important. It's important for us to have things to consider, like how to teach or what to teach in Vineyard, and to have a resource for that. But since I'm sitting with you, I want to ask maybe even the more important question, which is this election year, what should we be singing? What should we be singing? If we're going to remember the songs, week in, week out, we're going to have people coming tense, stressed, angry. And they might not even know why. They might just show up in our churches that way. So what should we be singing this election year?
In general, we should be singing about, I mean, I'm going to give you actual songs.
Yes, yeah, okay. I would love that.
Okay,
yes.
But to say in general, I don't think you can sing enough about Jesus and who he is. Mm-hmm. Full stop. Because he is the king that we pledge allegiance to. And it doesn't mean you leave out Holy Spirit songs. It doesn't mean you leave out Father songs. Yeah. But it really is important because our version of a king is on the earth, the president of the United States.
Yes.
You know, in England, it's like they actually have a king or queen, right? Yep. They're monarchy. But in our government, we don't. But even in that, it's like, Jesus is my king. So what does his character look like? And so in light of that, singing a lot about Jesus, because it reminds you, again, of who he is. So there's some songs, there's posture songs that I think are important, where we're basically saying, there's a song called In the Vineyard, Form Us. Mm-hmm. It's just a song, in us and us, come have your way.
Yes.
Because if I show up ticked about whatever's happened because of my political persuasion, it doesn't matter. It grounds me to say, but come have your way in me. And I love the bridge says, you know, I want to love the things you love. I want to hate what you hate.
Yes.
Dare we say that God would hate something? Mm-hmm. But he does. And and then hopefully it's moving us to think more biblically, like, what are the types of things the Lord loves? And again, you get in touch with the stories of his heart for compassion and justice and his heart to deliver those on the margins, all that. And then you're like, okay, and maybe it does inform your political persuasions. Yep. Either way, I'm actually not trying to get people to be more one thing or another.
Yeah.
Form Us is a good one. I think Surrender, it's a song, it's a Vineyard song too, but it's Vineyard UK, an old song.
Okay.
Because the fruit of worship, it should always end, dare I say always, of I give you everything again, Lord.
Yes.
And in the election series, season, I give everything to you again, Lord.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of hope currently in what my options are, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
And so I surrender that to you, Lord, because I also have a conviction to vote because people gave their lives up for it. Like whatever, all these thoughts are floating in your mind and heart. So I surrender this to you, God. And it says, you know, I'm giving you my heart, all that is within. I lay it all down for the sake of you, my king, right? You want to sing songs that talk about him as a king, even,
yes,
to remind you again, he's ruling and reigning.
Yeah.
There's a song called Jesus. It's called No One Like You. You just sing over and over again. Jesus, there is no one like you. Mm-hmm. But the verses on purpose describe Jesus and no one else. It's like, word of the Father. It's like, there's no other God that could be labeled that.
Yeah.
There's only begotten Son. Do you ever say that? Mike, I never say my son Miles is only begotten. You know what I mean? Like, first of all, that's heretical. Secondly, it's a biblical, it's a biblical descriptor of Jesus.
Yes.
Everyone knows that, right? Mm-hmm. These are the things, you know, even in the second verse, it's something about author of kindness, right? Our culture loves kindness. It's like kindness hats, kindness t-shirts. But the author of it is Jesus.
Yeah.
And it's his kindness that leads us to repentance. And in the political season, we're going to have to do a lot of repenting.
Yeah.
So another song I would say, I don't know, I'm not trying to be Vineyard centric, but these are the songs of my heart. Kyrie Eleison, how do you say it?
Yeah, Kyrie Eleison.
Yeah. So you're theologically scholar
no,
here.
No, you got it.
But should we not be saying things about our own brokenness in the midst?
Yeah.
Like the lies that we clutch to our chest. The work that we leave undone. And then, oh, Lord, like forgiving God, forgiving us. I don't know, like, I hate doing timing in podcasts, but just recently there was a threat on former President Trump's life, right? And people's reactions to it were even polarizing, right? And even the conspiracies that came, like, why did it happen? What does it mean? And and that Sunday following it, right away, I was like, if we don't sing this song, and just say, forgiving God, forgiving us. Lord, have mercy. At some point, the people of God represent the whole people of God.
Yes.
But for the United States, it's like, hey, that was awful.
Yeah.
It's awful that someone died at that rally, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, Lord, have mercy on us. We're going to have to sing that a lot in the election series. I mean, that's a song of lament. And someone would be like, that's so niche. No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's perfect for this season. And then, I mean, there's a lot of songs about Jesus being king and conquering and all of that. But some of these more tender ones, like surrendering everything again, reminding that we need his forgiveness ourselves, you know, forming us. There's no one like him. Like, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how many more songs you want. But all of these are Jesus songs.
I love that so much. One of the things that what you're saying makes me think of, and it's a little bit of, it's a little touchy maybe, but it's that your songs are reminding me that we are human, and we need to sing these songs. I think what happens when we form idols, especially of people who are humans, is they lose their humanity. Because as I'm hearing you, I'm thinking, can our candidates, whoever they are, and they're more than just two,
yes,
could they sing songs like this? Can people in system surrender the way that parishioners in a church, yes, we struggle, but our lives are surrenderable in a way that sometimes we look at our candidates and they seem like they're fixed champions, essentially.
Totally.
Can you just say, I'm not going to battle anymore? Yeah. And so I love the part of what you're reminding us is, for most of us in America right now, we are not running for president. And that gives us a true freedom to worship Jesus in all these kinds of ways. In a way that I hope the candidates can too. But you're just pointing me to, it's a privilege to be a subject of a king instead of to be running for a king. No, that's not trying to be a knock on anyone running for office or anything like that. But I think you get what I'm saying. There's just a freedom of saying, I can bow down and not think I just had 1,000 people take a picture of me, because we're just humans that are created by God.
So even what you just described, there's a song called Down at Your Feet.
Yes.
And it's just
I listened to that this morning last night.
With all my heart, all my mind, all my soul, and all my strength, Jesus, I love you. All of my life, down at your feet, pouring it out for you. Like, I'm singing the lyrics, but that is just a prayer. Like, that is the prayer that should be the prayer of God's people on a daily basis, but specific to this season of, I mean, again, y'all, it's going to be our ability to house peace, kindness, the fruits of the spirit in general. Like, maybe you're singing songs, landing on love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, meekness, faithfulness. Heaven forbid we not leave out self-control.
Yeah.
We're going to need those fruits, because we are going to be so tempted to be pulled to one side or another, or to bail out of the anxiety. And I think for such a time as this, God's people have to be more present than ever.
Yes.
And saying, Jesus is king.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be at his feet is perfect. So Down on Your Feet, another one.
Yes. Written by you.
Well, I did perform it, but my dear, dear friend Ryan Delmore wrote it out of Southern California.
Can you just pray some of that over us, even if you want to include a lyric, but like, just pray out of that.
Sure. Yeah. Jesus, we couldn't be more grateful that you are king, that you're not surprised the way that we are. This moment in history is not a surprise to you, God. You are in control. It's our honor and joy to lay ourselves down at your feet, to pour out our lives for you, to say we adore you, to say there's no other king like you, to say that you are the source of all that is good. God, would you help us to sing these simple truths, but not just sing them on a Sunday, God, will we carry these into all of our workplaces, into our thought lives, into when we're on social media, when we're reading a paper, when we're in discussions with our friends at a gym or at the bar, wherever we're doing life, God, would there be just the truths of these songs ringing in our hearts? May they have easy access to form the things that we say. May we be people, Lord, of peace and joy, of kindness, God, that model your goodness and faithfulness to us. God, may we house self-control, and may we see your kingdom come, even in this election series when everyone's bracing. I pray, Lord, that for your people, we would release and be people that are so confident that the government is on your shoulders, Lord.
Yes.
We love you. It's our joy to say that you are our king. Give us wisdom and the grace to walk out the fullness of your kingdom, even in a tense election season. Oh, God, have mercy on us. We love you so much. We pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Ann and Beth, for spending some time with us.
Appreciate that. Thanks for having me.